Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest now is Kit Jukes. He's head of foreign exchange research at Societe Generale in London. Kit, thanks for being with us this morning. Want to ask you first about the Japanese yen continues to weaken. We've got the trade-weighted yen now down 20% since last summer. It's beginning to resemble the Asian financial crisis.
Well, except that it's engineered deliberately, and I think the difficult piece for everybody, you know, firstly is that a lot of people who thought this might happen have missed the trade because it happened over Christmas or a large part of it. The market, in a sense, reacted to the promise of policy change long before anything happened, and that's made it tricky. There is a sense that policymakers around the world won't be standing in the way of this move. We can't spend 10 years criticizing the Japanese for not tackling deflation and then say, you know, you nasty, wicked people, you're weakening your currency to tackle deflation. So the rest of us kind of have to stand back and say, yeah, that's probably fair. Your currency has been too strong for too long. And I suspect it goes further, but it will be the similarity to the Asian crisis will be that this is going to begin to weaken some of the other currencies in the region. Currencies like the Korean won are feeling the strain.
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, it's easy for us to say as people who spend sterling or dollars or euros that we'll stand by, but can the Koreans stand by and let this happen?
Well, the extent of the fall in the Korean won relative to the Japanese yen between 2008 and 2011 was enormous. We've only unwound, I think, about half of that move so far. So, the reason that you have a Korean television, a Korean laptop, a Korean a mobile phone, to some degree, is that they had this enormous competitive advantage relative to Japan between 2008 and 2011, and then this is being reversed. But the speed of the reverse is going to have a significant impact on their willingness to tolerate the currency at this level and immediately the profits of some of their exporters, for sure.
The ECB say anything about all this when they meet on Thursday?
They'll say nothing originally. Mario Draghi will be asked about it for absolutely certain. You know, there are enough journalists in that room who will say, are you bothered? I think he says something along the lines of the level of the euro against probably both yen, I haven't worked that out, and certainly dollar, but overall is close to its long-term averages, that he doesn't engage in trying to push the currency to any individual level, that it doesn't, that this isn't a big issue for him now. He may drop a couple of hints that would get markets excited, but I think the more realistic outcome at this point in time is that, you know, Mario Draghi is still looking at a world where he's saying the European sovereign credit crisis is in abeyance, even if it's not completely solved, and his work is temporarily done in terms of extraordinary monetary policy, and the last thing he wants to do is to get dragged into the foreign exchange markets.
Well, the euro does seem to have stabilized after its move higher.
Yeah, I mean, I think it may move higher again. I think certainly that no one is going to be pushing it higher this side of tomorrow's meeting. But you do get the sense, if you like, that the Europeans are the only neutrals in a global currency contest or war to get their currencies weaker, and obviously that just means that they get a stronger currency by default. The European Central Bank is certainly the only one of the major central banks now whose balance sheet is shrinking. The Fed's balance sheet's growing, the Bank of England's balance sheets are growing, and the Bank of Japan is going to be growing its balance sheet all the way through 2014 now. We know that. So there are a lot of things on the monetary policy stance that are sending the euro higher. Against those, the economy is still pretty close to recession, and the divergence between Germany and the rest, really, it's not just the strong countries versus the weak, it's Germany versus the rest, is huge. The loss of competitiveness of some of the others is going to be a real problem as the currency stays strong. So, yeah, the euro is going to be strong for a while, and then it will fall back. Whether it's strong, 136 against the dollar or strong 140 against the dollar, I have no clue. But it's going to be looking pretty strong for a period before the economic underperformance in Europe comes back to bite it.
Only about 30 seconds left. Quickly, we saw the move in the euro kind of pushed by Italian and Spanish issues. Now we're going the other way. Is the crisis over there? Was that just a sort of brief blip?
I don't know. I mean, in the sense of, you know, if we ended up, if for example, with Mr. Rajoy having to resign, then I think we could quickly be back in a crisis. There's a bond auction in Spain tomorrow. We'll see what demand is like for that. But what we need on the Spanish issue, I think in particular, is clarity at this stage.
Kit Jukes, he is the head of foreign exchange research at Société Générale in London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.